Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's Thursday, August 4th, 2016. I'm Michael Kohlberg. I'm a psychotherapist. I am in Hudson, New York today. I work in Hudson and in New York City. And I am here with my friend Ann Ordley.
And I'm here at the Bright Red Desk, having just had a very exciting morning, and it's 10 o'clock. And I'm an astrologer here in New York, and it's fun. I got a note from CompuPay that they were going to suck $5,000 out of my bank account. And I'm like, no, I didn't process payroll. So I just was on them saying, hey, don't go taking money out of my bank account. And they said, we have an authorization here. I said, it's not from me. And then I said, I got a radio show. I'm going to hang up. I'll call you back at 10:30, but cancel that. I do not want money sucked out of my bank account. So I was having a very exciting morning, Michael. They were going to run my payroll for $6,000 a month. And I was like, no, don't do that. So at any rate, that was my exciting morning. And how are you?
I'm okay. There's lots of chaos.
There is a lot of chaos.
A lot of chaos. So you never know where it's going to come from next.
So mine came from CompuPay saying we're sucking money out of your bank account. Wow, okay. We supposedly stopped it, but I'm going to call back and confirm later. I was like, I got a radio show. I got to go, but I'll be back. So, yeah, chaos and crazy. We have Mars gone into fire, right? So everybody's amped up. It happened on Monday afternoon, Tuesday afternoon around 1:40. And we've left Scorpio behind now. And we are into the fire energy, which is very fast-moving, very quick, and speedy. We had a new moon. We also have Venus tomorrow going into Virgo, where she's going to be precise and concise and get a lot accomplished for 29 days. But the Mars shift is what we're really feeling because it just accelerated everything. So in fire signs, are fight. You know, we crawled out of the swamp of Scorpio, and now we're standing in the fire. So you kind of go, what? No, sucking money out of my bank account. So, yeah, that's the scoop. What have you been seeing in your world?
People are better off if they don't make plans.
Okay, I like that. That's true.
I'm just trying to filter it through everything. Well, I can't talk about everybody else, so I'll talk about me. So in the last 24 hours, I woke up yesterday. I don't mean to be graphic, but there was a lot of blood in my urine.
Oh, wow.
And then when I, like, tried to tune in, because I always hurt, but there was a particular kind of pain, so I went, oh, I have a kidney stone. And that anything medically kind of freaks me out.
Yep.
And I got to sink into, no, it doesn't. It's the idea of having to go to a doctor that freaks me out.
Right.
So it's actually different. And I have a long history of trauma at the hands of the medical establishment. Once I was able to kind of go inside and be a little bit more discerning, it's like I'm not freaked out that I have this going on.
Mm-hmm.
I am freaked out about what it means about treatment. And then I went, well, the difference, the child part of me is freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
But there's an adult part of me, which is if I'm not safe, my job is to take myself and go out of that room.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I went, okay, I'm going to call my friend Suzanne, who's both an acupuncturist and a medical intuitive, a really good one. And she gave me a bunch of herbs to take.
Mm-hmm.
And I spoke with my doctor, who I like, as long as we can talk about how she's feeling. And she said she was more concerned about pain than about danger,
mm-hmm.
So which meant, no, I don't need to go near that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how I dealt with it. But I got very calm once I allowed myself to understand I do not need to subject myself to something that's going to put me in danger.
Right.
So that was that. And then we've had a little bit of a powder post beetle issue in our house, which is very unsettling for me. It's in the foundation, and I still don't know what it means in terms of we might need to move out of the house a little bit or move up in the house while they take care of it whenever that happens. But I calmed myself down completely about that, and then suddenly there were a lot of mice in the kitchen.
Oh,
so
okay.
I just...
Came in through the crack?
I don't know how they came in.
Oh, okay.
But that, you know, it's... That happens in the country.
Yep.
But I just went, okay, this doesn't feel particularly organic to me. It just feels like there's a lot of intrusion. There's a lot of, if you ever look at the energetic synthesis thing, there's a lot of slash and grab going on, meaning that whatever dark energy is around is really trying to just push a lot of buttons.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And take a ride
on the fear.
On the backs of souls that are vulnerable and on the fear that's out there.
Right.
And we certainly see it in the world at large.
Right.
So, and I see it with clients and the loved ones of clients that if they end up feeling frightened, they're off to the races.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so much better to just stay put if you're frightened.
Right.
And just go, I'm frightened, and then realize that you also have an adult part of yourself that's more a neutral observer and go, what do you need from me right now?
Mm-hmm.
Because the huge difference between the part of us that gets traumatized and the part of us that is the adult is that the adult is able to manage complexity. They can manage multiple ways of viewing things at once.
Mm-hmm.
And they're capable of picking themselves up most often and walking out of any situation which is not safe,
mm-hmm.
be that a perspective, a point of view, or an actual physical situation or a relational situation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the key right now, I think.
Yeah.
And did you see the poem I sent you?
No, not
I. Oh, I was in the city, and I was waking up, and suddenly this poem came into my head, and I'm not a scholar in these realms, but I looked it up and I found it. So I sent it to you. It's by Rudyard Kipling,
mm-hmm.
and it's called If.
Oh, I love that poem.
Yeah. Should I read it?
Yes, read
okay.
it. Yes, if all about you are losing their head. Yes.
Yep. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same. If you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or talk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you but none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a great poem.
I love that poem.
So it just, it came into my mind, and mm-hmm. I read it, and it felt comforting.
Yeah, and it felt like the energy of the time. And the galloping, you know, where you were said before, people galloping, Mars and Sag is galloping horses. So there's an energy of it really feeling like it's speeded up, or it's speeding up. And so keeping your head about you is really important as it speeds up, because it's like, okay, going to be going faster now, people. And to the extent that that's, you know, good, bad, or indifferent in your life. But for all of us, it's an amp up. And it's, we're done. You know, we're done with that old. Now we're going forward. By the end of the month, the 24th, we have to have everything in place. So that's, I was thinking of the Hopi River poem of yours.
Yeah.
Because on the 24th, that's when we get in the river. And, you know, we're packing up. The time is coming. The time is coming. Because we're in the last, excuse me, we're back to, I had milk in my coffee this morning because I didn't have any almond milk. So I'm having a little mucus buildup here. So we're getting in the river on the end of the month, on the 24th, and going, okay, pushing off to new seas, starting new adventures, beginning new journeys. So it's very big, very profound, and very forward motion, you know. And, of course, it is the area that we get anxious. So in your case, the home, because the home provides such a structure, you've got the critters invading and you have whatever's going on that you don't understand. And Venus Saturn, you know, kidney stones are Venus Saturn. So there's structural issues around things you love, right?
Yep.
Mine, I have Venus Saturn. It's running fucking payroll on me. And I'm like, you're not sucking $5,000 out of my bank account. I didn't give you permission to do that. Or $6,000, almost $6,000. Half goes to, a chunk goes to taxes and then the rest goes to payroll. But I was like, no. So it's attacking in the space that you have your anxiety in.
Right. And the thing is,
all of us. Yeah.
If you get, I'm just trying to think of how to say it. If you get bumped by each thing,
yep.
Then you get swept away.
Right.
But if you stand back and go, how do I source my sense of safety?
Right.
And then you can watch from there as everything gets hit. So, like for me, and I never have these kinds of situations. We're getting hammered both in our apartment and in the house.
In the house, right.
So I just am stepping back and going, well, that's interesting to note. You know, and then I can go, what might that be? And I can't with certainty tell you what it is, but I certainly think that I'm being challenged by either life to see how organized I am,
mm-hmm.
or by energy that is intended to interfere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's that. That's certainly happening to the population at large. But the tool that I would recommend is, which I keep trying to tell people, and they don't seem to want to listen quite often, but if I was talking to a friend the other day and she was going on about something that was going on and how insane the person was with whom she was dealing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, that is a crazy person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, from the past.
Right.
So if you go, I would expect that they would behave in a crazy manner. They are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Then you don't have to focus in on each thing.
Right. Right.
It's completely calm when they, well, so they're acting as I would expect.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to really just rest.
Right, right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other hand, it's a huge opportunity for people to make gigantic steps forward.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm seeing it with clients where they're making heroic, clients and loved ones of clients are making heroic moves to try something different.
Right.
And in those instances, it's my job, but also it's where my heart is, to really support the whole system.
Mm-hmm.
So that people feel each other's love and support.
Mm-hmm.
As they step into new situations which are going to make them feel vulnerable and frightened.
Mm-hmm.
So we can no longer feel vulnerable and frightened and have that be a bad thing.
Right.
It's, I think that when people feel vulnerable and frightened, it often means that it's an indication that whatever they're doing matters to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that they care.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if they feel calm and collected and in control of things, quite often it means that they're not connected to what they really care about, and they're kind of phoning it in.
Right, right.
Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it means that they're just a calm, person and they're grounded. But other times it really means that they're perpetuating something that doesn't work for them.
Right.
You know, it's when you take a leap.
Right, and now's the time for taking the leap.
Yes.
Yeah. And but it also is like, oh, man, wow.
You know,
what
and
about all this thing that just showed up to scare me? Go, no, that's the fear appearing real. Just kind of let it sit there and then still focus on what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
Don't
you know, and it can come like, no, I'm not doing that anymore. Or it can be the first person to say, I love you.
Right.
You know, it doesn't look any particular way.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to read the Hopi poem? I found it.
Yeah, read the Hopi poem.
Okay.
I love the Hopi poem.
Okay. You have been telling the people that this is the 11th hour. Now you must go and tell the people that this is the hour, and there are things to be considered. Where are you living? What are you doing? What are your relationships? Are you in the right relationship? Where is your water? Know your garden. It is time to speak your truth. Create your community. Be good to each other. Do not look outside yourself for a leader. There is a river flowing now very fast. It is so great and swift that there are those who will be afraid. They will try to hold on to the shore. They will feel they are being pulled apart and will suffer greatly.
Mm-hmm.
Understand that the river knows its destination. The elders say we must let go of the shore, push off into the middle of the river, keep your eyes open and our heads above water. And I say, see who is in there with you. Hold fast to them and celebrate. At this time in history, we are to take nothing personally, least of all ourselves. For the moment we do, our spiritual growth and journey comes to an end. The time of the lone wolf is over. Gather yourselves. Banish the word struggle from your attitude and vocabulary. All that we do now must be done in a sacred manner and in celebration. We are all about to go on a journey. We are the ones we've been waiting for.
And when we understand that, we go, okay, I got it. We are the ones we're waiting for. We are the ones who are here doing this life, this work, this direction.
Well, when I hear something like that,
mm-hmm.
I just feel, oh, so much of what we need to do is personal work right now.
Yes.
And so that can make people feel lonely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
it does make people feel lonely.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I went to bed last night, and I was just really sad. And I'm like, why am I so sad? What is this so sad from? And it wasn't, I finished a reading, and it was a late night, you know, because I don't normally read a piece person at 11, but it was somebody in California. And I'm like, I'm just feeling so sad. And then I got my water, and I hopped in bed, and I had a new book, and I was sitting reading it.
What are you reading?
I'm reading Outrageous, drawing a blank on the title. It's by Tasha Silver, and it's called Outrageous something.
What's it about?
It's about throwing yourself open to the divine and saying, let me in, or help me, or show up for me. Outrageous Openness is the name of the book.
So that would make you feel sad.
Well, I hadn't started it yet.
But if that's the the plot,
mm-hmm.
you know, if that's what it's going to talk about,
mm-hmm.
then before you start the book, you by definition are outside.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's part of accepting what's going on,
mm-hmm.
and then you have to go, yeah, but you're not alone. I'm here with you, to yourself.
Right, right, right.
And that is a hard skill to build unless you really focus on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got that from really focusing on calling in the one for all that time.
Yes.
And I still don't. You know, it doesn't come like, oh, now I'm fine. But I have to really sit down and really sink into that whatever part of me is freaking out is not the adult part of me.
Right.
And go through that process about having the adult say, come on over here. I want to hear all about this.
Mm-hmm.
And it just brings things back to kind of a more neutral place.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then what happens when we go there?
Just that I want to hear. And then you go, well, I'm freaking out about blah, blah, blah. And you go, I hear you're freaking out. I really want to hear about it. And I can't fix this, but I can tell you I'm not going anywhere. You're not alone. Mm-hmm. And we'll figure it out together.
Okay.
And you just go, tell me how you're feeling. And then, because there's a lot, you know, there's complexity. So it's not just, I'm freaking out. That's not a feeling.
Even though it feels like a feeling, right?
Yeah, and if people aren't so tuned into the sophisticated levels of emotion that exist,
mm-hmm.
there's an amazing thing. And if you go to the online for the Center for Nonviolent Communication,
mm-hmm.
there's a feelings index and there's a needs index.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pages and pages and pages of feelings. And they're divided in a really intelligent way, so you could just go through it and see what, if anything, resonates.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very, very helpful for people who move very quickly and don't always know exactly what they're feeling to go through this list
mm-hmm.
and understand the shades. Because when the whole point of a feeling is it's meant to give you information.
Mm-hmm.
And when you nail it, it dissolves the energy and you move forward.
Okay.
You know, when you actually experience and it comes into clarity,
mm-hmm.
quite often you move forward.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
So it's the Center for Nonviolent Communication,
mm-hmm.
and it's the Feelings Index and the Needs Index.
Okay. Wow. Interesting.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And so what you do is you kind of do the – you look at where you are on those scales?
Well, it's not a scale. It's
okay.
just, it's
when
just
I hear index,
pages
I think.
Of you know, like oh, I don't know. If you go under frightened,
mm-hmm.
there might be like 20 different kinds of being frightened or things that are related to being frightened. So it really up-levels your awareness of feelings.
Okay.
So it helps you. It's kind of like a guide. It's not like it's just simply a list. There's no action involved. But you just can get closer and closer to, you know, I'm feeling this. I can't really pinpoint it.
Mm-hmm.
I can kind of, this is what I think's going on. This really helps with that.
Okay. It helps you isolate where it's coming from.
Yeah, because it's coming from several things usually. There's a confluence of several different feelings going on in most of us most of the time,
mm-hmm.
and it helps us tease it apart because each thing is trying to give you a different gift.
Right. Okay, that makes sense. Or give you a different awareness.
Yeah, I mean, on the grossest level, it's like yesterday, as I said, with the kidney stone thing, so there was all that blood, and I was freaking out. And I knew to just, like, try to calm myself.
Right.
But, frankly, I was calming myself to try to figure out how to absolutely have no contact with the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, truth be told. But when I got calm, I got clear that I was totally not freaking out about what was happening to me physically.
Mm-hmm.
I was freaking out about needing to go
to the doctor.
So once I got that, I was able to, like, push that aside because I go, well, at the moment, you're not going to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
The moment, you're bleeding.
Right.
So what do I do about that? And then I got really calm, and it became very clear what was going on and that there were things to do about it. And I had this before,
mm-hmm.
you know, years ago. And so it got me to a place where I could take care of myself.
Right. Yeah.
Because otherwise, I would have gotten caught up with, you know, You're crazy. If something goes wrong, you're supposed to go to the doctor. You know, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
and so that, for me, is taking myself when I'm at my most vulnerable into a place that historically has been dicey.
Right.
You know, I mean, most people have a different experience, but my experience with Western medicine, except for surgeons, has been sketchy.
Right. Well, they don't see you.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean, it's all my sixth house stuff.
It's all your sixth house stuff.
Yeah.
They don't see you and they don't hear you.
Right.
And,
so,
you know, and very few people are as tuned in to their stuff as you are.
Right.
So when they're like, no, you're kind of like, you're not listening to me? You know,
the not listening would be one thing, but I wrote it down once and there were 13 experiences of abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple days later, I went, oh, I forgot a couple. So, I mean, I don't want to go there because it's
right.
But serious, like intentional abuse, not
right.
not like overlooking something or.
Mm-hmm.
But that's.
Oh, actually, malpractice-y kinds of things.
Well, real abuse. I mean, I don't want to go through the whole
all
thing,
right,
but ranging from. You know, being abused by an orderly when I was a kid,
mm-hmm.
and in traction to, I mean, just all kinds of, yes, malpractice-y stuff, or to,
mm-hmm.
all kinds of things. But always with somebody going, acknowledging to me that what they were doing.
Really? Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow.
So I have a very active sixth house. It's like, it is
well, you know, the good part about it is it keeps you busy.
Well,
and it means you have a great bird.
Yes.
And you have a lovely, activities during your day. You're like running around doing all sorts of interesting things during
right.
the day. So that's the good part about that sixth house. But yeah, it can be hard.
But it's also, you know, once I learn it,
mm-hmm.
then I can, own more, well, yes, but this is what I need to do.
Right, right.
And I can look for alternatives because
mm-hmm.
I'm not alone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is very cool. Yeah. So, yeah, well, it's very interesting out there in the world these days, you know. It's, you know, I'm just amazed by the surfeit of information. Because it's like, you know, all right, you know, and then, you know, it's just, I keep watching it and going, I dip in very, very tentative ways, and I can't imagine being immersed in it. You know, like, I don't have a television. I Google, you know, I watch the internet and I trend, you know, and I look at what the cover stories are and I read the Times on the online. I don't do a lot of the, you know, where it's coming in at you, talking to you. But it's amazing how intense the energy is, even though it's a shift. But it's very, very, feels much faster.
Well, it's fast,
mm-hmm.
and at various times it's building. And something's trying to build.
Yeah, that's and my feeling.
It's mm-hmm. getting, like yesterday it was really building, and then it kind of doesn't feel, it's actually not true as I tune in. It's still building.
Mm-hmm.
But it's at a deeper level. Something's going to happen.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Something big is going to happen.
Big is going to happen, yeah.
I'm not sure in what arena, but mm-hmm. the intention is to throw into chaos.
Yeah, to kick it up, yeah.
So,
and it's between now and the 24th, so that's when it happens. Because Mars is at perihelion, closest to Earth, and the last time that happened was 15 years ago, and we had 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And we have it every 15 years when Mars is really close to Earth. There's some kind of Mars, Mars, of course, is war and crazy. And now he's in fire, so he's kicking it up, and he's answering to Virgo, which is kicking it up and making the civils, the regular people, the working class, really go, wow. You know, so it's an interesting, really interesting energy.
Well, it could be something geological.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which would throw order into chaos.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'm not clear exactly
what it is.
I see a whole bunch of possibilities.
Yeah.
But anyway, the thing is to, as you know, I say constantly, it's like really go inside and mm-hmm. and try to stay as close as you can to what your truth is.
Yeah.
And no matter how frightened you are,
mm-hmm.
stick with it.
Right.
And now's the time to go, I see it,
mm-hmm.
and I'm too scared to hold it,
mm-hmm.
because I'm quite sure that there are people in your life who you can turn to who can help you hold it.
Right.
Like, we are not alone.
We're not alone. Remember, you're not alone.
And
yeah.
you don't get points for thinking you know what to do.
Right.
Like none, zero.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a question of being as truthful as you know how to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know anybody who has a real grip on what to do next,
mm-hmm.
except people who have opted out and are doing no work.
Mm-hmm.
And I had dinner with a close friend who's like that, and she's great. And I just go, I'm glad you're great. But I certainly don't know anybody who's doing work who's like that.
Right.
So it's a moment of possibility.
Mm-hmm. Which is very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very neat. All right. The British lady says we're done.
She does.
So I hope your mice are good.
Yeah.
You know, and they all move out to the backyard.
Yep.
Tell them the backyard's really nice. Just don't tell them about the winters in Hudson.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think it's a rite of passage in Hudson, just that we've been spared up till now.
Up till now.
You know, it's a country.
Yeah,
sort
yeah.
of.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Sort of.
Their mice are part of the country environment. They totally are.
Yes.
And they're you know, they're kind of cute until there's too many of them, and then they're not cute anymore.
Yeah, we didn't have, I don't know how many we had, but.
You had some, yeah. So big hugs.
And to you.
And I hope the kidney stone passes with not a lot of pain.
Yeah, no, I'm okay today.
Are they going to, you're not going to go and blast it out? You're just going to leave it in there and see what, have it go by itself?
Yeah, or whole leaf aloe vera juice
mm-hmm.
is really, really good for that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a product called Stonebreaker, which has a particular herb in it whose name I cannot remember. It's a two-word herb. And I'm told that both of those do a really good job of this.
Of getting
so
it
I'm trying that.
Good. I think that's a good plan.
Yes.
I will say prayers for your kidney stone passing. My mother had those.
Mm-hmm.
So I know about that. Yeah. They're not fun, but they're also, they're interesting. They're a Venus-Saturn aspect.
Mm-hmm.
I'll actually predict them in people's charts when they're having that. I say, and once you know they have stones, you kind of say, okay, stone, and they go, oh. But it also is an understanding of the value and the worth. That's the underlying message. So to the point of turning inside to understand the value.
Right.
Yeah, that's the symbolism.
And I did that, so maybe they'll just go away now.
Maybe they'll just go away.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. All right, well, lots of love.
Thank you.
Talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.